Osiris.
Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Well, hey, everybody. You're tuned in to The Show on the Road. I'm your audio shepherd, Z Lupitin, and we've reached the end of 2022. What a weird and wild year. This isn't a show where I talk to one artist for an hour about how their mother shaped their songwriting. No, this is about the coolest music that I put in my ear holes this year, and I hope you'll dig it.
I got that big dick energy, I need everyone to know. I got that big dick energy, I need everyone to know. Play super loud and fast. Were you also playing too? I couldn't hear you, I was busy playing loud and fast with my big dick energy, I need everyone to know. I got that big dick energy.
That song, it just kills me every time. Anna Moss featuring the Rainbow Girls, Bay Area killers right there. There's something about that song that it just lifts me up in the weirdest way. Look, my wife almost died having our daughter at the beginning of this year. I need some music that isn't like anything I've ever heard. And this song kept coming up too. It reminded me that, you know, I don't have a plan for what's about to happen in my life. Do you? Well, these guys from New Orleans, the Dislons, they're going to give you their 5-year plan right here.
Why do I live this fast? I could watch the seasons pass. Maybe then I'd learn the things to ask. Then again, it's my turn to take out the trash. Soon, I better. Chasing thrills, somehow I let it all get out of hand. And now you wanna hear a 5-year plan.
I'm making memories.
What a voice. It's like she was dropped out of a 78 record into our eardrums right now. Melissa Carper. She calls herself the Hillbilly Holiday. I'm actually excited to be talking to her for this very podcast next week. So look out for that episode early next year.
Good day.
Good day.
if that doesn't get you going in the morning, I'm not sure what will. The Serotones from Shreveport, Louisiana, with Good Day. I first heard that in the parking lot of Cedars-Sinai Hospital back in the early part of this year. They were playing it on 88.5 FM, the SoCal Sound, and I was really in a bad place. As I mentioned earlier, my wife almost lost her life giving birth to our little daughter, and that song kind of shocked me back to reality that the world was still a good place full of good people. And I was able to finally launch my first radio show ever on 88.5 FM, the SoCal Sound, Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. We call it the Sway Out West Radio Hour. And, well, if you happen to be up and about like me with a little one, you can jam out to your favorite tunes. And this song also has been in the background of my life this whole year. This is the artist Ondara. He came from Kenya, and he now lives in Minneapolis, creating music about his unique immigrant experience. I was able to talk to him for this show, and I really think you'll love this song. Honestly, if Ondara sang The Phone Book at me, I probably want him to keep going all the way to the Z's. That's a song called An Alien in Minneapolis. It opens his new record, Spanish Villager No. 3. And one of the things that I realized most this year is that I haven't been listening to music from other countries sung in other languages enough. And I've been following along with this band for many years, and their new single, Milagro, really threw me for a loop. I love this band, Onda Vaga, they're called, from Argentina. Siento que otro camino no hay. Vuelvo, pierdo el tiempo nada más. El barro que ha dejado el vendaval me ha llevado a ver que hay otras formas de amar. Mi vida yo quiero gozar. Think about the amount of sound that you're not listening to here in the States just because they're speaking in Spanish. My favorite artist this year from Mexico is Silvana Estrada.
Tristeza, pregunto, ¿cuánto más hay que esperar?
The daughter of luthiers from Veracruz, Mexico, Silvana Estrada. She just co-won the Best New Artist of the Year at the Latin Grammys, and I was lucky to be her first English language podcast taping last year, so please listen to that episode if you can. And this next artist, they sound like they're writing their songs in a sunny flat in Laurel Canyon, or maybe on the beach in Malibu, or maybe spinning around with flowers in their hair in Woodstock. But they're actually two young folks in Brighton, UK, where it's misty and cold. They're calling themselves the Heavy Heavy, and their new EP, Life and Life Only, man, I've been wearing it out since I had them on the podcast a few weeks back. Here's Sleeping on Grassy Ground.
One thing I
What can I say? Good sibling harmony makes my toes curl up immediately. That is the Cactus Blossoms from Minneapolis, and I had them on this very show a few weeks back. Something about their easygoing Everly Brothers connection, it just makes me feel good. Are we seeing a pattern here? Am I diving a little too deep into this new nostalgia movement? Maybe. But I think we're all stressed out. Being a new dad, I'm on very little sleep. I need something sweet and easy sometimes. I'll admit that it's a little awkward for me to promote my own songwriting on the show, but every now and again, I'd like to share a song I'm really proud of. There's a tune called Be for July that I wrote for my daughter and my wife. It's on our new EP called Set Me Free. And we shot this music video in Yosemite National Park. It really means a lot to me, and it really helped me get through a tough time. So I hope you dig it. And really, if you're tired right now, this song is the only tune that will put my daughter to sleep sometimes at night. Okay, enjoy.
Come on, come on, show your face. I'm up here on this mountain and I'm scared of this place. And I guess I should have known that you was so much more than one lonely soul. Bury your body and write your epitaph. And I know that both those things are true. In the valley at Yosemite, it's always me and you. Are you the mountain stream? Are you the moon glow gleam? As you come back to me, are you the wolf cubs growl? Are you the shepherd howl? I don't know where you were. Damn, you look just like her.
Why, yes, your favorite folk funk adventurers from Venice Beach. Dust Bowl Revival, everybody. If you have a chance, please check out our EP, Set Me Free. I'm really proud of it. And there's one thing I learned this year. It's that maybe we all can be a little less hard on each other. As someone who's very ambitious and eternally not satisfied, it's hard to put music and stuff into the world that you feel is not getting the response that you want. I've posted several times on Dust Bowl Revival's Facebook and Instagram that for a lot of independent, quote-unquote, unfamous bands, it's been really hard to sell tickets. People are not showing up for live music as much as they used to, especially if you don't have tens of thousands of people coming to your every show. So, what can you do as a music listener? You can support local bands that you love, tell folks about them, buy their merch, and honestly show up at one of their concerts. It really is as simple as that. And I want to take you out with a song that has moved me so much this year. Of all the songs that have been getting me through this whole year, Monica Martin's Go Easy Kid just keeps lifting me up. So here she is.
I commit myself to sabotage. See, I can get what I want, then I make it hard to hold on. Convince myself that I'm without a God, a spiritual fraud who got lost in her own sad song. We were talking out back by the garbage cans about dreams that we had in the 5-year plan. Missing the mark,
after all, no one's in control. Go easy, kid, it's only rock and roll.
Well, that concludes the 2022 favorite music episode of The Show on the Road. And if you like this show, keep sharing it with your friends. Maybe leave us a kind review. I love when folks are like, I went and saw this band that I found on your show. That is my job, folks. And if you like these jams, please tune in to my radio show, 88.5 FM, The SoCal Sound in LA, Saturday mornings at 7 a.m., and all the shows are archived. And if there's an artist that you think that I should hear, hit us up on Instagram, Show on the Road Podcast, and there's some really cool intimate conversations on there of me talking to these artists on this podcast. As always, The Show on the Road is written, produced, and edited by yours truly, Zach Lupitan, and we are part of the BGS Podcast Network. Stay safe, stay creative, and we'll see you out on the trail.
Hey, what's up? My name's Lurk, and I'm the host of Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast. Every week, I have in-depth conversations with bands from all over the scene, big and small. We also like to keep our finger on the pulse and showcase up-and-coming bands on the show as well. So come check out Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast.